Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jovial, caring, wacky, live and local. It's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Welcome back. I'm Bart Winkler again. I'm none of those things, but I'm here. For you. And that's the important thing. Will baseball be here for us? We would love to see some season, whether it's 114 games, 50 games, 5 games. I've wanted the baseball season to look like the NFL season. That's been my hot take for a long time. 16 games with Monday Night Baseball and Sunday Night Baseball.
Your worst Maybe take this ever. Year.
Well, why not? It's 16 games more than we're probably going to get, Horvy.
No, I don't. I need at least 82. No end of the season tournament. 82 games.
50's not enough?
I'll take it over nothing, yeah. But no, it's not enough. I mean, like I said, 50 games last year, the Nationals have the third worst record in the National League. They won the World Series.
If you're a minor league fan or player, you're probably getting zero. Emily Walden joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from The Athletic, and she's doing a lot of good work exposing and kind of highlighting what's going on, I should say, with minor league baseball. Emily, thanks for a couple minutes. First of all, we see the owners say 114 games, or the players say that, and then the owners say 50 games, and the middle of that's 82. Do you have a gut feeling even, whether it's not like you've heard this or you've heard that, just a gut feeling of what baseball is going to look like this year, assuming we get it, Emily?
Yeah, you know, I would love to say that I've got some kind of an answer, but it's really been such a back and forth between the Players Association and the owners. And I think it's because you have two completely different perspectives on the game. You have the business side from the owners, and then you have the player side, which involves pay, families, health, all these different facets that really have complicated things for everybody. But I think at the end of the day, when they all get together and look at it, everybody wants baseball. They all want baseball in some form. But until they can kind of come to more of a middle ground and realize what both of each other bring to the table, we'll have a better chance. But I think as of right now, that 50 to 60 game thing, I think it is a little more realistic than a longer one because you can only do so many doubleheaders. We all know there's rain delays and there's only so many stadiums with a roof. So it's really going to be tricky to be able to pull out more than that when we're at this point in the year already.
Do you think if one thing that I keep wondering, and I don't know if there's a concrete answer to, if this pandemic started at a different time, if it started now, basketball would be pretty much wrapped up, the NHL, football might have to worry about when do we start the season, but baseball would have had a chunk of the season. Do you think it's playing out differently where in basketball and hockey and even football right now, we're not hearing about the negotiations in public like we are in baseball? Is that because the baseball season hasn't started? Do we think that if there was already half a season played, there'd be less of this back and forth about money and how much do we make? Is baseball just a victim of circumstance at this point?
I think it's kind of a perfect storm, to be completely honest, because baseball has the collective bargaining agreement deadline coming up. So that was going to be up for renegotiation in 2021 anyway. Part of me leads me to believe that that's just a part of the reason why there's a little bit more bad blood than normal. I mean, both sides are notorious for not getting along. Everybody knows that. They both have opinions. It's very hard for them to come to a common ground on things. But with the CBA coming up, with the minor league contraction in place where they're talking about cutting the 42 affiliates, there's so many touchy subjects about the game right now that I think the pandemic just sort of added fuel to that fire.
Leagues, that didn't hit me right away when we were talking about baseball coming back. I kept saying, yeah, play in Phoenix, play in Florida, whatever. Just get me the games, get me the games. And then I don't know if it was a caller or a tweet I saw. They said, well, then where would like the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers play? Where would the other affiliates play? And I thought, oh, yeah, where are they going to play? Why aren't we talking about the minor leagues? And these guys, Emily, as you're doing work with The Athletic and digging into this, it is not, of all the times to be a minor leaguer right now, this is the absolute worst.
It really is. I wish you could kind of sugarcoat it and say that that's not the case, but it's an extremely tough time between the contraction, between the fact that minor league baseball is such a fan-driven business. You can't have a season at this point because of the restrictions of the pandemic, and I've spoken with a few minor league GMs about it. They completely understand. They know how important it is to have fans in the seats at these games, and with the health restrictions all across the country, it's just not realistic right now, and that's sort of the lifeline of the minor league industry.
Emily Walden joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You've been able to connect with some of these guys and talk to some of these guys. A lot of guys getting released, a lot of guys getting cut, a lot of guys, pretty much their careers coming to an end. It's just, you know, it's tough because minor leagues, it's really hard to get to the pros. There's so many guys that turn into career minor leaguers just waiting for that one break. And you see the story sometimes about, oh, this guy was 30 years old and he finally got in and it's a big deal. And it is a big deal because they've gone from making no money and eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and ramen and mac and cheese, living with four other guys, to finally getting that big league salary and being in front of 40,000 people when they're allowed to, instead of, you know, the 2,000 maybe loyalists in their city. The mood among these guys, I wonder what this does for the future of the game, Emily, because you can't decimate the minor leagues like this and then think the major league product is not going to suffer.
And that's been a really, really tricky part, because you look at the way that people need to plan to market the future of baseball, and the way that they've sort of juggled the minors so far this year has been very jarring for everybody, for the fans, for the players, for the staff. And what a lot of people have forgotten is that there are cuts every year from March until May. That's a very common thing. Many teams will go through, you know, do a little bit of a collection of cuts right after spring training. And then once the season starts, they sort of, you know, sprinkle more cuts throughout there. But the fact that organizations have done them all in like one almost mass grouping, it leaves fans to go, wait, what is going on right now? It feels very different. It's very unusual. And the struggle about it, and I spoke with one minor leaguer yesterday, he said, you know what, I just wanted a chance to fail. And he goes, with the way that the pandemic set everything, he goes, I didn't get that chance. And he said this scenario has sort of taken the deciding power from our hands, and we've just had to look at the hand that we've been dealt. And so that part of it has really been tricky for everybody involved, and it's just been a challenge to keep things positive around the minors.
I was kind of amazed by one of your tweets yesterday, Emily C. Walden on Twitter. You said, one minor leaguer said today in regards to getting information about his team, he goes, to Jeff Passan's Twitter, he has more information than any of us. How come these guys aren't getting the information to them right away? Why are they learning through the media, do you think, like the rest of us?
Well, and I think if we're all honest, we all go to Jeff Passan's Twitter to get information.
Absolutely.
he's sort of the go-to source of that. I think, again, kind of going back to that perfect storm, starting from the top, there is very little concrete information coming down from the Major League corporate office. And so I think that in turn puts teams in a really difficult position as far as knowing what do we tell our guys, what do we refrain from telling our guys, because it's so hard to say anything concrete right now. That was a big thing that the minor league GM said. They get asked for comments all the time. Do you think there's going to be a season? Will we have baseball in the Midwest League? Will we have baseball in the Eastern League? none of them can comment publicly because nothing is certain right now. And everybody seems to agree that until a decision is made between the Players Association and the players at the major league level, the minors just sort of have to sit back and twiddle their thumbs. And because of the fact that we're almost to the minor league all-star break right now, it's looking like that clock is ticking a little too quick to have a season. Although I know there are some conversations about a possible, what they called, expanded Arizona Fall League, which would still get some minor league guys some exposure. I think their goal right now is really just to give them at-bats, give them innings to pitch, give them some sort of time on the field, because you can't go a full season and not give your prospects time on the field. You have to address that from a development standpoint. You have to give them that exposure and that competition to keep them fresh and keep them developing physically. And right now they're going to have to come up with something because that clock is ticking really, really fast right now.
Emily Walden joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with The Athletic. A lot of good work there. So possibly we think we'll see something in the fall with these guys. I just wonder if I'm a 24-year-old guy and I've been in the minors for a little bit and I'm getting close to my break to the majors and there's nowhere for me to play and then I can't really do any other job. I don't know what you do for. I just overall I feel so bad for these guys more than anything because when we've talked about baseball, it's been the millionaires versus the billionaires. But there's also, like, the hundredaires who don't have any source of income right now. It's hard not to feel terrible for these guys.
Well, and one player who I spoke with yesterday, this really struck me again, how important this is when you're sort of creating your goal for pursuing a career in baseball. He said, you know, he goes, I was picked out of a D1 school when I signed with my organization. And he said from day one, it was always get a degree, baseball, get a degree, baseball. And he said, I was one of the fortunate ones that was able to get the degree. And he was also among those that were released in some of the recent groups. And so he said, you know, I consider myself fortunate. He said, am I disappointed? Extremely. He goes, I love this game. I wanted a chance to be able to chase it for as long as I could. And he said, this just isn't allowing that for me. But he said, I can fall back on having a degree in business. And I'm hoping more of these guys are able to do the same. I know a lot of them have no plans of quitting. They're still looking for ways, working with their agents, saying, look, once things sort of get back on their feet for as much as they're able to right now, I want to get back with the club. Let's keep putting my name out there. But for some of them, the older ones, the 27, 28-year-olds, they've got a kid or two. They're going, you know what? I think I've got to call it. I think I have to move on. And that's the toughest part where, like that player said before, they don't have the deciding power here. It's sort of made the decision for them, and they're just doing their best to make the best of it.
Yeah, if you end up failing because you maybe just weren't good enough, it's a lot easier pill to swallow than you never had the chance. Emily, appreciate your time. Appreciate you being up with us, and we do hope to connect with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.
Emily Walden joining us from The Athletic on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Also around a long time and local right down the road. These guys based in Menominee Falls and can get to you in a very short amount of time. They've been serving Wisconsin homeowners for a long time, and they're proud to do it. I'm, of course, talking about my friends at Window Select, the local Milwaukee-based company offering replacement windows, siding, and doors, coming out to your home, doing it safely. That at-home estimate, the first time that you ever bring them out, because it's a lot easier to have them come out than to just like send a picture or say, hey, I need new siding. Well, they'll come out. They'll look at the new siding. They'll look at the options with you. They'll look at your home. They'll see where they can improve your windows. Maybe get some better windows in there that are more high quality, look better, make your house feel better, especially for the summertime, more energy efficient, especially for, you know, some of the heating costs in the winter and even in the summer. So they come out. That at-home estimate is free. They do that for free. They come meet you. That's for free. Then when you do get everything set up, it's like deal on top of deal right now and some great warranties to make sure that you are satisfied with that product because they do want to make sure that you love what you have because it's your home. I mean, who doesn't take pride in their home. These guys know that. Many of them homeowners themselves and want to make sure that you have the most comfortable and most secure home that you can have. So, with the new windows, siding, and doors, here's what they've got right now. This week only, another incredible deal. When you purchase new windows, siding, or doors, take advantage of the no payments until 2021 offer. So you get everything set up and you don't have to pay anything until 2021. That is 6 months from now. That is 6 months is like a lifetime from now. No payments till 2021. That's great. Everything comes with a double lifetime warranty. Not just a lifetime warranty, a double lifetime warranty. It's one of the best warranties in the entire industry. And for every window you buy, you get one free. Buy one, get one free on their windows. See your home in a new light this summer. They'll do the free in-home estimate for you, and then they'll get you set up. Buy one, get one free on the windows. No payments till 2021 on their windows, siding, and doors. Check them out. It's Windows Select, guys. WindowsSelect.com, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.